4, 3, 2, 1, you're live.
Wow, well, that was a powerful demonstration of the miraculous power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have Dan Hain on the line with us today. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Cheryl. It's good to be back with you today.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Hey, what are some other things that miracles can do? Go ahead and speak on that some more.
Okay, well, let me lay down just a little piece of background here for you. When you look at the earth realm that we find ourselves in, it has a couple of telltale characteristics. And one of them has, well, both of them have to do with the limit, with limitations that we find ourselves in. And you've got limitations of space, and then you also have limitations of time. Now, when you have a miracle from God happen, it starts to transcend these limitations that we find in space and time. For example, someone may have a cold, and you pray for them, and the cold miraculously disappears and is healed at that moment that you pray. Well, what has happened is you've transcended the amount of time necessary for that healing to take place. And so a miracle can transcend limitations of space and time. But the really cool thing about miracles is they display that God is for real, that God is actually alive, and that there are eternal realities, heavenly realities. The supply and the miraculous provision of heaven can come forth into your life. And it just really shows an individual where a miracle happens that God really cares about them, that he's really concerned about them, and he wants to demonstrate his love toward them. So it's really an amazing thing when you see a miracle. Now, I know on this broadcast I was telling you an amazing miracle where we saw a two-inch cut on a man's forehead disappear in front of our very eyes. Well, that cut would have taken a certain amount of time to heal, but it only took about 30 to 45 seconds, and it was just an amazing thing to witness. And I want to tell you something. Stuff like this proves that God is very real and that he's very strong and that God truly is a miracle worker, and he wants to work miracles in your life. But there's a bigger picture than just a miracle happening in your life. God wants to do a miracle in your life so that you can use that miracle as a connecting point and a launching point to touch others with these realities of heaven, with these realities of God. And one scripture verse that comes to mind is in Mark chapter 4, toward the end of the chapter, the disciples are on the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and a major storm comes, and they're afraid for their life, and Jesus says, "Peace, be still," and the storm stopped, and they got through to the other side. And then immediately in chapter 5, the first thing they do is they encounter what some people call the madman of Gadara, this guy that was living in the tombs, and he had like a legion of devils that were possessing him. And so the message behind this is someone is waiting for you to get to the other side of your storm. So this man that was going around in the tombs that was possessed by these devils was waiting for the disciples and Jesus to get to the other side of this storm so he could be set free. And so that's what God wants to do with each one of us. He wants to bring us through our challenges. He wants to release a miracle into our life so that this miracle can be a bridge that launches us past our storms so that we can impact others with the realities of heaven.
Because the reality is that Jesus still does miracles. And we've talked about this before. The Bible says that signs will follow the word of God. And people need to see the power of God. They need to feel the power of God so they'll know that God is real. And he does that through his presence and through working of miracles.
That's true. And when you see a miracle, it actually settles all the arguments. You know, someone can profess to be an atheist, but when a miracle happens, it kind of squares that argument away so that God proves himself through the miraculous.
Yes, he does. And he's so powerful. I love what you said. He is strong. He is mighty, he is powerful, and there is no greater power. And when you call on that name of Jesus, if you're sick, you need healing, you need deliverance, you need peace, you call on that name, and in that name, in an instant, God can heal and God can move by his Spirit. So Dan, that's a powerful testimony that you've seen it. Like the disciples said, that I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that powerful miracle that you witnessed. And we can't wait till next week to hear more miracles. I know you're doing a series on that, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, there's more to come. Thanks for having me on, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you for being on the Cheryl Boggs Show.